Hello, and welcome to London's Imperial Landmarks, featuring the Palace Chronicles, the podcast where we unlock the fascinating stories behind the world's most iconic royal residences. I'm your host, George, and today we're traveling to the heart of London to explore Buckingham Palace, one of the most famous and recognizable palaces in the world. Buckingham Palace is not only the official residence of the British monarch, but also a symbol of British history, tradition, and power. If you're planning a visit, or just curious about its storied past, stick with me as we dive into its origins, royal residence, and the grand events that have taken place here. Let's start at the beginning. Long before Buckingham Palace became the majestic home of Britain's kings and queens, the origins of Buckingham Palace, from manor to mansion. The story of Buckingham Palace starts back in the early 17th century, when it wasn't even a palace at all.
In fact, it was originally built as a large townhouse known as Buckingham House.
In 1703, it was constructed for the Duke of Buckingham, and for decades, it served as a private residence. Back then, it had no royal connections at all. But all that changed in 1761 when King George III, known for his long reign and infamous loss of the American colonies, bought Buckingham House for his wife, Queen Charlotte. The house became known as the Queen's House, and it was used as a private retreat for the royal family, away from the formal court life at St. James's Palace, which was the official royal residence at the time. Over the years, it was gradually transformed from a simple home into something far more grand.
By the early 19th century, King George IV had an ambitious vision.
He commissioned the famous architect John Nash to redesign Buckingham House and turn it into a palace. Nash added new wings, grand facades, and an opulent ballroom, which is still in use today.
By 1837, when Queen Victoria came to the throne, Buckingham Palace officially became the monarch's primary residence, starting its role as the center of royal life.
Queen Victoria, the first monarch of Buckingham Palace. Queen Victoria, who reigned from 1837 to 1901, was the first monarch to call Buckingham Palace her home. Victoria's reign was a time of great change for Britain, with the Industrial Revolution transforming society. The palace, too, underwent major changes during her time. Victoria found Buckingham Palace lacking in certain comforts like sufficient space for family and servants. So she expanded it further, adding the famous East Front, which is the side of the palace that faces the mall today. The large balcony, where the royal family now makes public appearances, was part of this expansion. Victoria also added new ballrooms and staterooms, solidifying the palace's role as both a royal home and a place for important ceremonies. Interestingly, Buckingham Palace was never originally designed with grand state occasions in mind, so a lot of the expansions that you'll see when you visit were made specifically to accommodate Victoria's large family and her royal duties. She and Prince Albert raised their 9 children there, making Buckingham Palace a bustling center of royal life. After Prince Albert's death in 1861, Victoria retreated from public life and spent less time at the palace. But by the time of her Diamond Jubilee in 1897, celebrating 60 years on the throne, Buckingham Palace had become firmly established as the royal residence and a symbol of the British monarchy. The palace in the 20th century. Modernizing the monarchy. In the 20th century, Buckingham Palace continued to evolve alongside Britain's changing society.
King George V, who reigned from 1910 to 1936, and later his son King George VI, oversaw the palace's role during some of the most difficult periods in British history, World War I and World War II.
During World War II, Buckingham Palace was bombed several times by the German Luftwaffe.
Though it was damaged, King George VI and Queen Elizabeth, later known as the Queen Mother, refused to leave the palace, despite the danger.
This act of solidarity with Londoners during the Blitz made the royal family more popular than ever.
Queen Elizabeth famously said, "I'm glad we've been bombed, It makes me feel we can look the East End in the face. Referring to the heavily bombed working-class neighborhoods of London. After the war, Buckingham Palace resumed its role as the center of royal ceremonies, and by the time Queen Elizabeth II came to the throne in 1952, the palace was synonymous with royal pageantry. Queen Elizabeth II. Buckingham Palace in the modern era. During Queen Elizabeth II's historic reign, one of the longest in British history, Buckingham Palace became even more of a symbol of continuity, tradition, and public service. Queen Elizabeth II hosted state banquets, official receptions, and the famous annual Trooping the Colour ceremony, all centered around the palace. But Buckingham Palace was not just a backdrop for ceremonial occasions. It also became a working hub for the monarchy. Queen Elizabeth II held her weekly audiences with the Prime Minister here, and it was the site of countless royal engagements. One of the palace's most famous modern moments happened in 1981, when Prince Charles and Lady Diana Spencer stepped onto the balcony to wave at cheering crowds after their wedding at St. Paul's Cathedral. It's a tradition now. The royal family comes to the palace balcony for public events like royal weddings, jubilees, and Trooping the Colour. If you're lucky enough to visit during one of these occasions, you might catch a glimpse of the royal family waving to the crowds. Visiting Buckingham Palace. What you'll see today, Buckingham Palace is not just a working royal residence. It's also open to the public during certain times of the year. If you're planning a visit, here's what you can expect to see. The state rooms. One of the highlights of a visit to Buckingham Palace is touring the state rooms. These are the rooms where official ceremonies and royal banquets take place, and they are stunning examples of opulence and grandeur. When you walk through these rooms, you'll see masterpieces of art, lavish chandeliers, and the finest furniture from centuries past. Keep an eye out for the throne room, where royal investitures and ceremonies are held. It's also where official photographs of the royal family are often taken. The Palace Gardens. The Buckingham Palace Gardens are often referred to as London's largest private garden. If you visit in the summer, you can take a tour of the gardens, which are beautifully landscaped and feature a serene lake, rose gardens, and a wildflower meadow. The gardens also host the King's annual garden parties, a tradition where thousands of invited guests come to enjoy tea and sandwiches while mingling with royalty. The changing of the guard. Even if you don't go inside the palace, you can witness the famous changing of the guard ceremony outside the palace gates. This ceremony, with its precision and pageantry, is a must-see for any visitor. Soldiers in their iconic red tunics and bearskin hats march in step to the sound of military bands as the guards are changed, keeping watch over the palace. Tips for visiting. Book ahead. If you're planning to visit the staterooms, they are only open to the public during the summer months, usually from July to September. It's a good idea to book your tickets in advance because they can sell out quickly. Best time to see the changing of the guard. The changing of the guard happens most mornings at 11 o'clock, but it's best to check the schedule online as it can vary. Arrive early to get a good spot near the palace gates, as it can get crowded. Combine with a walk through St. James's Park. After your visit, take a leisurely stroll through nearby St. James's Park. It offers fantastic views of the palace and is one of London's most beautiful green spaces. In summary, Buckingham Palace, a living piece of history. Buckingham Palace is more than just a royal residence. It's a living symbol of British history, monarchy, and tradition. From its early days as Buckingham House to its transformation under Queen Victoria and its role in modern royal life, this palace has witnessed centuries of British history. Whether you're standing in front of its grand facade, touring its opulent staterooms, or watching the changing of the guard, Buckingham Palace is sure to leave you with a sense of awe. Thank you for joining me on this royal journey through the history of Buckingham Palace. I hope this episode has given you some insights and inspiration for your visit. Don't forget to tune in next time for more fascinating stories from the world's most iconic palaces and castles. Until the next time, this is George, signing off.